So there wasn't social media in the day of Jesus, but this event we hear about in the gospel would be the equivalent in the day of Jesus of a viral event. He heals the mother-in-law of Simon and his brother Andrew, and in fact, everybody hears about it. So much so that the whole town is outside the door. How easy it would have been for Jesus to stay here and to kind of celebrate the glory that he was receiving. Everybody's bringing people to him. Everybody wants illnesses healed and demons driven out. Everybody wants to experience this great miraculous presence of Jesus. But Jesus does two things that are interesting, and they're kind of what I would like to focus on getting you to think about today. The first thing is that in the midst of all of this greatness, Jesus goes to pray. He goes to find that place that is in the middle of nowhere so that he can be in the presence of his Father and God. And then, when the logical thing might be to ride the wave of this popularity, Jesus says, "That's not my mission. We've got other places to go, other people to see, other people who need to hear the word of God." Now, it seems to me the application for this particular moment when you have been away for a little bit is to think about what this means in your life. You see, the temptation sometimes in the spiritual life, especially if our lives are going well, if everything seems to be okay, if we've got a lot of wonderful things to look at and to say, yes, this is great, how wonderful it is to want to stay there. It's to want to really be in a position, to be in a place where we just wish this would continue forever. But we know what happens to things when they stay in one place too long. Food gets stale. We can get stale. And so what Jesus is telling us is for us to think about our own lives and to ask ourselves, where do you want us to go, Lord? What do you want me to become? Throughout your lives, you have been pushed, when necessary, to do the next best thing. And sometimes it's been hard. You may not have wanted to go to school when that option first presented itself. Or maybe even before that, you may not have wanted to have learned how to walk because life was pretty good when you were carried all over the place. You may find your life right now as a place that's comfortable, and the thing that you're looking forward to maybe being a little anxiety producing. Those moments, for those of you that do something like play a sport or play a musical instrument or whatever, can sometimes feel that being pushed to get better isn't always a pleasant experience. Sometimes we can get complacent in our lives. But here's the thing. You, each one of you, was created for a specific and wonderful and special purpose. And we live in a world where sometimes I think it's the case that we're not being encouraged to think about what that purpose is, to think about what's going to give our lives meaning, to think about what it is that we have been created to do, and more importantly, who it is we have been created to be. We live in a world of tremendous brokenness. And brokenness seems to know no limits. It's not something that only the poor experience, but the wealthy too. It's not something that is limited to only those who make horrible choices. There's brokenness even when we make the right choices. Things can happen to us. Life can be difficult. We can be harmed. The question to think about, and what I'd like you to think about, is twofold. The first is to think about your relationship with God. For some of you, it might be something you've never really thought much about. Life has just kind of unfolded and you've went along with it. But think about maybe one thing that you could do to think about why you were created, to think about why you are here, to think about why you have been given the mix of gifts and talents that you have, and to ask God to take just even a tiny step forward into faith. For others of you, you think often and much about God. You may pray every day. You might be in a deep relationship. Ask God what more you need to do, what more you need to consider. You do not know what lies before you in life. That is both something that can be scary, and quite frankly, it's kind of like riding a roller coaster. It's an adventure that can be quite fun and quite wonderful. Ask yourself a second question. What do you want me to do, God? Help me to figure it out. Because life doesn't have to be gloomy and broken. And life, even when it is gloomy sometimes and broken, doesn't need to stay that way. Because you don't need to be alone. You don't need to have to face everything by yourself. First of all, God has placed people into your lives. Your friends, your family, teachers, coaches, people that help you in the various tasks that you need to accomplish, and people that bring forth from you the things that are really wonderful. And secondly, you don't need to go it alone because Jesus is always with you. I have never tried to estimate this, but maybe I should someday when I get bored, to think about how many times you have been encouraged to remember that you are in the holy presence of God. Certainly it is, let me see, at least on a good week, you'd be remembering that at least, 23 times. And probably 24, 25 if we count advisory. And if we read it at the end of the day on the bulletin, the daily bulletin, that would be another 5 more, so 30 times each week. That doesn't even count the games and the weekends and all of these things. Why was that so important to St. John Baptist de La Salle? It was important because he knew that life was hard, and it was easy to feel that we didn't always have somebody with us. You're at the point where you're on the verge of a major transition in your life. You won't be coming to CBC every day. You'll be off creating your own adventures and doing your own thing and discovering what it is that life has in store for you, and more importantly, thinking about what it is that God wants to make real and present for you. Take a moment to ask God what he wants you to do and who he wants you to be.